USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump kicks off his 2020 campaign at a rally in Orlando. He spoke of Hillary Clinton, the media, and the economy.
Our economy is the envy of the world. Perhaps the greatest economy we've had in the history of our country.
He also thanked his supporters, who are 20,000 strong inside the Amway Center.
It turned out to be more than just a political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement because of you. A great movement.
Another key member of the Trump administration is leaving. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan withdrew from the formal confirmation process, even as tensions with Iran continue to escalate. Recently revealed court and police records showed there was domestic violence surrounding his divorce. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Two conflicting stories are being told of the deadly shooting inside a Corona, California Costco. USA Network's Tim Berg has details.
The attorney for an off-duty Los Angeles police officer who shot and killed Kenneth French while in the store on Friday says his client was hit from behind without warning. The attorney says he was knocked unconscious as he held his 18-month-old son and his client shot French out of fear for his life. Meanwhile, a cousin of the victim says the police officer should be behind bars and the family has witness accounts that do not match up with the original story.
A California utility has agreed to pay $1 billion to 14 local governments to cover damages from a series of deadly wildfires that were caused by its downed power lines. The settlement is a tiny portion of the more than $30 billion in potential damages that Pacific Gas and Electric is facing in lawsuits. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 353 points, the S&P up 28, and the NASDAQ up 109. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Following his meeting with military officials at Central Command in Tampa, Florida, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on other nations to stop Iranian aggression. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said other nations, including China, Indonesia, South Korea, and Japan, depend on safe passage for their oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. He said the recent aggression by Iran will not be tolerated.
The United States is prepared to do its part, but every nation that has a deep interest in protecting that shipping lane so that energy can move around the world and support their economies needs to make sure they understand the real threat to their interests in the region and the real threat to their country's economies if we're not successful in doing that.
I'm John Clemens.
A new law that was just approved will give illegal immigrants a chance to have a driver's license in New York. Here's more from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The measure was approved by the legislature on Monday and was quickly signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo hours later. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's also running for president, was a big proponent of the measure.
It's about fairness, but it's also about safety for all of us and for our families.
The Democratic Governor Cuomo had raised last-minute concerns about whether the information about undocumented immigrants gathered by the DMV could be obtained by the feds and used for immigration enforcement. But again, in the end, he signed it into law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.